On Acoustic Tuesday, episode 17, I'm going to share with you a very important release date on a new Guitar Geek documentary. We're going to celebrate an anniversary, and speaking of anniversaries, I'm going to share with you some ways to talk to your spouse. All that and more right after this. If you believe that playing acoustic guitar is about sharing the joy of music with friends and family, not just mastering the technical side of playing, then this show is your dream come true. Every Tuesday morning, I give you my list of exciting Guitar Geek discoveries, gear, and new music so you can stay inspired to live your best acoustic life. I'm Tony Policastro, and this is the Acoustic Tuesday Show. Guitar Geeks, unite. Cheers and welcome to Acoustic Tuesday. What a glorious Tuesday it is. And what makes it even more glorious is that I'm about to divulge five acoustic guitar geeky items that you need to be aware of. And, of course, I'm joined by Noah, Sir Noah Jacob Heckman Jr., the first in his black and white flannel. Is that blue or black?
It's actually a bluish.
Okay, sorry. Tint. Yeah, it's a thing. Whitney always corrects me on my colors.
It's a blue tint.
Yeah. But I know for sure Levi Kawila, the man with the technical plant, is wearing a pink snap flannel.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest, he pulls it off.
It's always about the clothes.
He pulls it off. I mean, this is, it's good. It's good.
It's been good all day.
He's speechless, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Acoustic Tuesday. I am going to jump into five guitar geeky items that you need to be aware of. But first, your guitar geek trivia of the day. Which prominent player in the acoustic instrument building community was born in the year 1856 in Chateauguay, New York, an area otherwise known as Earlsville, about 1 hour north of Lake Placid? Was it Orville Gibson, Christian Frederick Martin, Johann George Stauffer, or John DeAngelico? Go ahead and ponder that while I start in on the list of guitar geekiness, starting with item number five. It's happened to me before, and it may very well happen to you. You're playing guitar in your guitar den, maybe your drink's sitting on your computer desk, maybe you're practicing at home with a PA or an amp, and your drink's kind of sitting on the floor, and a stray chord go ahead and snags the drink, and it spills all over the floor. A cat runs through the room, it may spill the drink. Enter the K&M mic stand drink holder. This is a wondrous piece of engineering that is a drink holder that attaches to any boom mic stand. It works fantastically well, and it's truly built like a tank. This keeps your drink off the floor and out of harm's way, but within arm's reach. And I gotta be honest, I have firsthand experience with these. I was in a bluegrass band for about 4 years, and these came with every mic stand. And they are indeed built like a tank, and they kept plenty of spills off of my pedal board. And I gotta be honest, these guys still use the same drink holders. So it's a fantastic $16 investment, and one that will actually save you money because your gear won't be ruined by liquid. And again, even if you're at home practicing with anything, PA or something with a mic stand around, this is a perfect addition to that mic stand. I'll just have a cheers to that real quick.
Tony, I think you might have just coined their new slogan.
What's that?
Out of harm's way, but within arm's reach.
Oh, mm. I see. I see what I did there.
I like that.
Thanks.
Good job.
I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. Are you moving on now? Because I'm real excited about item number four.
I'm excited about item number four because I just discovered this, and I have to share this with you. So, on Acoustic Tuesday, I have talked about many Guitar Geek documentaries. I talked about the John Fahey documentary, the Acoustic Guitar Uprising documentary. And this one, it's a little bit of a renegade because it may verge on the electric side, but this one comes with a story. Back in the late 80s, early 90s, the acoustic guitar market was dismal because, well, we had hair metal bands and disco and all sorts of things, and the acoustic guitar just wasn't on people's mind. Enter the show MTV Unplugged, which actually saved the acoustic guitar, in my opinion. It saved the acoustic guitar. It revived the pulse of a flailing acoustic guitar market. And when I think of MTV Unplugged, I think of amazing performances. I'm talking Nirvana, Alice in Chains, Chris Isaak did one. Who else played Unplugged that I'm not name. Did Metallica do one?
Oh, man. Pearl Jam?
Pearl Jam?
Yeah. Alanis Morissette.
Oh, man. And the hits keep coming.
The Cure?
The Cure. I mean, this was a show that pushed artists out of that kind of electric, loud realm and into the intimate acoustic realm. But the one performance that really sticks out for me was Eric Clapton's unplugged performance. In fact, he had a Martin guitar that had unplugged inlaid on the fretboard. So that brings me to this Guitar Geek documentary that you need to be aware of. It's called Life in 12 Bars, and it's a documentary about Eric Clapton. His battles with alcohol, his battles with drugs, and how music ultimately saved him, and how music continues to save him and carry him through his day-to-day. And I gotta be honest, just looking at the trailer, this documentary looks unbelievable. I'm talking rare archival footage, cool pictures. There's a picture of him and Jimi Hendrix, but rather than me talking about the trailer, I actually have it for you. So let's have a look at the trailer for Life in 12 Bars, a documentary about Eric Clapton.
I've been around the world and I've met many people, kings and queens, but I've never met a better man than my friend Eric Clapton.
One, two, three, four.
I knew that I was different, and I didn't know why.
When it came to blues, there was nobody like him.
Before Eric, guitar playing in England had been very simple. Suddenly, we heard something that was completely different.
It was completely revolutionary.
The minute I woke up, I just played and played.
We were recording with Ray Charles, Aretha Franklin.
The Beatles.
People started to idolize what he was doing.
White America had never paid attention to blues. Thanks to Eric, a lot of doors was open.
I thought it was the beginning. I didn't know it was the end.
There was always a lot of cocaine, LSD, mescaline.
I was full of hatred and anger.
It got to be a point of wondering, what's going to happen tomorrow night?
It looked like he wanted to kill himself.
I was in absolute denial about my alcoholism.
Music saved me.
I thought I had this dream, the perfect band, you know, the virtuoso.
There was a way to turn this dreadful tragedy into something positive.
There was always one man who was completely alone or with his guitar versus the world.
All right, so Guitar Geeks, mark your calendars, February 10th, 2018. That's actually going to air on Showtime, something that I am very, very excited about. It's going to kind of be my reminder for Valentine's Day. I've already cleared it with Whitney. We're definitely going to watch that documentary. She's just as excited as I am. I'm sure of it. And of course, if you want to do a deep dive on anything I talk about on Acoustic Tuesday, please go to AcousticTuesdayShow.com, click on episode 17. You can grab yourself a mic stand Drake holder and get all the details about that Eric Clapton documentary. Now, I've got a bunch of geekiness to still go through today. The anniversary celebration, of course, the sweet talking your spouse thing, what I'm listening to this week. But the mailbag was bursting at the seams this week, so I just want to first visit the mailbag. I'm looking at Noah because he saw me huck the stuff up the stairs, and I was tired. I was sweating, and I was tired, and I was out of breath.
Well, you were very nice because, I mean, you could have opened it all on your own.
I could have.
But you waited.
I did. I waited.
You actually started. You cut the tape. You saw some fluff, and you're like, wait.
I'm like, I gotta wait.
Right.
I got to wait for my geek fellows to do this. Aside from the things that Levi's been ordering, we've got a ton of stuff in the mailbag. First, I just want to say thank you to everybody that's been sending things. We've received Christmas cards and all sorts of great wishes from tons of people. Let's see, we've got a Christmas card. This is from Tony S. From the Gulf Coast, the Texas Gulf Coast. Thank you, Tony S. We've also got a Christmas card from Carol M, TAC member Carol M, and I must also thank her for the Guitar Wizard mugs, which both Levi and Noah have. They're nice. Subtly different with different reminders of Tony's Acoustic Challenge, but we are all united under the Guitar Wizard emblem here. So thank you, Carol. And of course, you can't just have a mug. You've got to fill it with something. So there's this is a new flavor. This is the Caramel Delight Cocoa, which I think one of these Friday mornings, I think we'll show up in our pajamas and probably bust this open.
Yes, the pink bunny pajamas.
The Christmas Story pajamas.
Yes. Yes. Does it actually say new, like emblazoned on the box?
No, it doesn't.
Oh.
But I mean, it's new to me. Yeah. Let me explain. I didn't understand that hot chocolate could come in different varieties. I thought it was just hot chocolate.
Oh.
But this is the Caramel Delight.
So you've never had the hot cocoa mixed with crushed candy cane?
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking of too.
No,
yeah.
I've never had that.
Well, you got another thing coming.
I also want to thank TAC member Kate H., the Hamiltons, for sending us a Christmas card. Cool dog card, by the way. And an awesome picture of her and her husband with their dog down by a creek. It looks like an awesome, awesome scene. Thank you guys for the card and the wonderful libations that you sent. The Four Roses Bourbon. And, of course, I'll put that back where it belongs. And, of course, the Glenfiddich for, I'm assuming, Noah and Levi. I'll take care of this one. You guys take care of that. Thank you so much.
I have not had that one yet. I normally, you know, have found my niche.
Yeah.
And so I have my go-to section of scotch.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to this.
So I'm looking forward to the Four Roses because I'm a huge fan of Four Roses. Thank you to you guys, Tony S., Carol M., Kate H., and of course, there's a mystery mailbag item. That showed up.
Did you tell us about this?
Yeah, do we know about this?
I think I did.
Oh, well,
did
we'll
I not
find
tell you?
Out, I guess.
I see it.
Yeah. Okay, Noah's got a sneak peek. So this album showed up, Coulter Wall, and I looked. I don't remember ordering it.
Right. That's
sometimes
the,
after
that's
acoustic,
the mystery part.
Sometimes right? after Acoustic Tuesday, I order things. This was not the case. I checked my Amazon account. It did not show up in there. But I want to thank whomever sent this this album, Coulter Wall album. I'm assuming this is an artist that we need to know about. So we will be spinning this here at TAC headquarters. And judging by the label, I know I shouldn't judge things, but 30 Tigers is I believe the label that Jason Isbell's on, Sturgill Simpson, I think. Maybe Parker Millsap's first album. Anyways, I'm very excited to dig into this. So whomever sent this, really, truly, thank you. And I'm sorry that maybe there wasn't a card that I missed or something, but I really checked the packaging. I really did.
Yeah, it would be very interesting if you did end up ordering that. And
It would be. But I suspect, because of the pedigree of the label, I suspect that Coulter Wall may be... maybe mentioned on a future Acoustic Tuesday. I don't know. I haven't dug in yet, but I will dig in. We will dig in, and thank you to all of us. Thank you from all of us to you who sent things in the mailbag, whether they be kind wishes, awesome comments, whatever the case may be, thank you very, very much. On to item number three, what I'm listening to this week. We're talking about albums and things. The artist that I'm listening to this week comes from a long line of country heritage. I'm talking, she is the granddaughter of Hank Williams Sr. and the daughter of Hank Williams Jr. That's how these family tree things work. I just wanted to spell that out for you guys. And I'm talking about none other than Holly Williams. Holly Williams, first of all, I just want to say this. Her acoustic guitar playing is really outstanding. It fits the song. And speaking of the song, her lyrics are just, they're kind of like, they just rip open your heart, pour a little salt, tear it out, put it back in, wash it off. I mean, I'm talking, this is some really heart-wrenching stuff, and her lyrics are awesome. Her voice is incredibly unique and just addictive. I've been listening to her for a long time. Usually it's like a week on, a week off. I can't go at least a month without listening to Holly Williams. And the song that I chose for us to listen to today is called 3 Days in Bed from her album Here With Me. So let's have a listen to that tune by Holly Williams.
It woke up on Old Boulevard, Saint Germain. I spent 3 days in bed with a stranger. you take the hard stuff, it's menthols for me. I don't smoke, but I do on occasions like these. Now that I got me a French man to please, I'll have one Robertino, and you can have. Barely can wait to go back there again, with your body so warm and your face in my hands. You know how I love to meet all your demands, giving me 3 days in bed with a stranger. Oh, you take the hard stuff, it's menthols for me. I don't smoke, but I do on occasions like these. Now that I got me a French man to please, I'll have one Robertino, and you can have me.
All right, so that was Holly Williams, 3 Days in Bed, off of her album, Here With Me. That was released in 2009, and there's another album that I want you to be aware of, and that's her most recent release. It was released in 2013. It's called The Highway. Both of those albums feature a wonderful blend of her just alone with her acoustic guitar and maybe another accompanist, and then kind of some full band stuff as well, but definitely leans more on the acoustic side of things. Somebody you definitely are going to want to keep on your radar. She's not touring right now, but make sure to check out her website and, of course, see when she is and when her next album is coming out. No plans, as far as I can tell, as of yet. But certainly somebody you need to have on your radar. And, of course, if you want to learn more about her or check out those albums, go to AcousticTuesdayShow.com. Click on episode 17, and you'll see more information about her in the show notes. Noah.
Tony.
I'm running out of breath because I'm excited. We have an anniversary that we're going to celebrate. There's some marital advice I'm going to give. And we got to celebrate small wins. Do you have some queued up for us?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
All right, small wins. Frank has to say, first off, lots to love about your show, guys.
Thanks,
he says, and I am on the list for Tony to play. His small win, I caught both Daniel Bachman and Charlie Parr recently in local shows.
Oh.
And then he saves the best for last. By the way, I love how it's so casual. By the way, Charlie let me play his Mule Resonator. So there you go.
I think I'm going to leave. I'm just going to go home now.
Yeah, right?
That's awesome.
Done.
I've been spying Daniel Bachman's site for a long time, trying to maybe catch a show. It's just, wow. Wow.
Yeah, I'm stoked about the resonator. That's cool. All right. Tony, small win. Learn to play Woody Mann's Hudson River Boogie. Clean.
Cool. I'm going to put that down.
And Greg, his small win. I've been playing for 40 years, but have learned more from Tony recently than I ever have on my own as being self-taught. My small big win is actually me quitting smoking after 47 years.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Greg. And now spending the extra money on new guitars.
Oh, that's fantastic, nice. Man. Okay. Congratulations. That's outstanding. And I mean, way to put that money towards a good cause.
Right.
You know?
He says recently he got a new Epiphone EJ200 SCE.
Cool.
And his pride and joy, a new Martin.
Oh,
love
right.
Tack, keep it up. And you use like 5 exclamation points.
That's more than I do.
I know. But then he ends it with, I have a beard, but not like Tony's, with the Tony P standard 3 exclamation marks.
That's awesome.
And can I throw in a little small win for myself today?
I'd say yeah. Go for it.
I'm pretty excited about today's episode because today is episode number 17 for us. We now have matched Stranger Things for number of episodes.
Is that a show?
Tony, we've matched number 17, same episodes as Stranger Things.
I'm excited. Well, I just started Stranger Things, so yeah. I can't I can't say I'm sold yet, but I'm giving it a shot.
I thought you were gonna. That was. I thought it was gonna be a winger reference. So my fault.
Winger. Oh, 17.
She's only 17. The yeah. song.
That's, we've played that here before.
Oh, like together? Is
it, no, like not like not like in a band.
Oh wait, I forgot. We've never played anything as a trio. Anyways,
that's right. No, right. We haven't. But that's small wins for today.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Noah, and thank you everybody for sharing your small wins here on Acoustic Tuesday. And, of course, if you want your small win featured on an Acoustic Tuesday show, in the comments below, please put hashtag small win and then tell us about your small win. Gosh, maybe you quit smoking. Maybe you went to an awesome show. Maybe you played a guitar that changed your life. Maybe you taught something to somebody else that was like, holy cow, this is cool. I'm a guitar geek, and I just initiated another guitar geek. So please share your small wins with us. We absolutely love reading them. And I got to be honest, it's like all about positive momentum. It's one of the coolest things to keep rolling, and your small wins facilitate that very thing. On to the anniversary we need to celebrate,
yes.
Which is item number two. Long story, not a long story, I'll cut it short here. So I used to own a Larrivé guitar, an LO3R. It's the first time I crafted my own bone saddle for a guitar. It's the first time I crafted my own bone nut for a guitar. It's the first time I ever set up a guitar. I had a deep bond with this guitar. But unfortunately, I traded it away. And I'm really bummed about that. And it's one of those guitars that I should have never let go, and I did, and I'm really bummed about it. Anyways, the reason I'm saying that is because the workmanship was unbelievable. The top, I distinctly remember the top on this Larrivé guitar because the piece of Sitka spruce was gorgeous. The coloring, the silking, the grain lines, the whole thing was gorgeous. It had a little subtle bear claw. It was beautiful. Underneath a matte finish, maple binding, rosewood back and sides, beautiful mahogany neck, nice thin profile, micro dot inlays, 1¾-inch bone nut. It was just... Needless to say, it was a magical guitar. So I want to take a second out. I want to take a second and say, send a huge shout out to Larrivé Guitars and wish them a very happy 50th anniversary. I feel like Larrivé Guitars kind of flies under the radar because Martins and Gibsons and Taylors take a lot of the spotlight, but Larrivé Guitars are fantastic instruments, and here they are celebrating 50 years of guitar making. So congratulations to the folks at Larrivé, Jean and his crew. Wow, it's amazing. So I did a little bit of I was reminiscing about my guitar. I went to their website and I saw that they had all this cool stuff available. A lot of cool 50th anniversary apparel. They have a limited edition like Thalia capo that looks really stellar. And just kind of overall kind of hurrah, because it's 50 years of guitar making. That's a long time. And I found this, I think it's called Jean's From the Bench, Bench Video Library. Anyways, there's a link in the show notes at AcousticTuesdayShow.com, episode 17, that is all these different interviews with Jean Larrivé and about his philosophy of guitar making, literally pictures and videos of him standing on stacks of fallen spruce logs. I mean, huge logs. And really from just the fit and finish of these guitars to the raw materials that they procure and then use and transform into an amazing instrument, these instruments are top-notch. So I'm going to say it again. As guitar geeks in the small-knit community, congratulations, Larrivé, on your 50th anniversary. In fact, there was one interview segment video with Jean Larrivé that hit me like real hard in the heart, like the guitar geek heart, that I want to share with you right now. So let's have a listen to that.
People that buy guitars from us will not buy a guitar of mass production. It's a piece of art and that they're buying. And that's what I think the future is. I'm not interested, I was, but I'm no longer interested in producing large amount of guitars. I want to build great guitars. I want to build guitars for musicians. They are the one that support us. We can make guitars, but not in large volume. It's not the same. You know, when you make a guitar by hand, and that's what we do, we use machines to help us, but the reality is the guitars are built by hand. I don't want to take the world over making one guitar at a time. What I want to do is make the best guitar.
All right, so that was Jean Larrivée on his thoughts on making the best guitar. And again, that's pulled from the video library that's available on their homepage. And of course, if you want to visit that, check out the apparel and all the other cool things that they have going on. Of course, their guitars. Just go to AcousticTuesdayShow.com, click on episode 17, and it will be in the show notes for you. I still have marital advice to give, which is subtly ironic for many reasons. I want to know what you think about the show so far. And I want to know, maybe you made a new discovery. Maybe you want us to make a discovery. Maybe you want to share something with the Guitar Geek community that is just awesome. And you just feel like, gosh, we're Guitar Geeks uniting. I got to share this. Please leave a comment below. Tell us what you think about the show, things that you want us to be aware of, and all of that sort of stuff. And of course, speaking of comments, Noah,
Tony.
Let's chat about last week's episode. Rather, let's let the people chat about last week's episode.
Well, I'm going to start by giving some shout-outs.
Okay.
Those who tuned in last week. Now, these shout-outs are special because in last week's episode, it was alluded to that, or just commented in passing, that you have never really played a tune on the show before.
That's correct.
So since that comment was made, many, many people were just giving like thumbs up and plus one to the idea of you maybe playing a tune.
Okay.
So all these shout outs are people who were totally on board with hearing a tune.
Awesome.
Anna, Annie, David, Michelle V222, Buttermilk, 3696, Tony, Jewel B, Ryan, Joe, Roy, Frank, and of course many more. But I'm going to highlight what Jewel B said because I think it fits nicely with the last item you just covered. And you know how people do that thing on there where they'll do like a plus one to show like a thumbs up for what you said or did? Well, Jewel put plus 50 on Tony playing and singing.
That's a lot of thumbs.
And so you just went over the 50th anniversary of...
Oh, I Larry. See the connection you made there.
Yeah.
Good
so
segue.
So Jewel B, a plus 50.
That was pro level stuff right there.
So here's some comments from some viewers who tuned in last week. Rich Reed says, I really enjoy this, and I don't even play guitar.
That's fantastic.
Yet. Right? Jess Jones says, love the show. Also, little known fact, having a beard takes guitar playing to a new level. Thanks for everything. Looking forward to next week.
I agree with all of that. Thank you for the comment.
William Lloyd Roberts, beard, flannel shirt, and a Yamaha C40 mic'd up to a Yamaha VX Series 25B guitar amp via my laptop computer and guitar link with virtual AC box combo presets sitting on the floor next to me. Was trying to work out Santana's Samba Pad Thai. Did I say that right?
Pad Thai?
Pad Thai or is it Pad Thai? Anyways, found the link to Acoustic Tuesday in one of your emails. You got me looking for fake beards now. LOL.
Of course, referring to the outfits you guys were wearing on Acoustic Tuesday episode 16.
Were you not wearing an outfit last week?
it's
anyway,
built in.
I love that comment because, I mean, it was pretty chock full of just geeky guitarists all the way around.
Yeah, it was good.
And last comment for today from last week. Chuck says, the beard is just too much. You guys are having too much fun and it is infectious.
I am so glad to hear that. Because really, that's what Acoustic Tuesday is all about. It's about sharing the guitar geek love, sharing the geeky items, and us coming together as an awesome guitar geek community. And I truly want to say something that might be a little bit, it's not sappy. It's just from the heart. I just appreciate you guys watching the show. I appreciate you guys listening to the show and being a part of this guitar geek movement. I really feel like the show came from this kind of idea that we had that we weren't quite sure was going to work, and it was scary to what it is now and of course what it's going to be, and you guitar geeks are who we need to thank. And of course we can't do this without your help, so please if you know a guitar geek, if you know a potential guitar geek, share this episode with them, whether it's on Facebook, sending them a link via email, whatever the case may be. I would love it if you shared the episode and pulled them into the guitar geek culture and community that we're building and truly making more guitar geeks unite. I mean, We were talking about this before turning on the cameras today, and if every single viewer of Acoustic Tuesday, if every single listener of Acoustic Tuesday would share with just one other guitar geek, well, that would effectively double the viewers and listeners to Acoustic Tuesday.
If not triple.
Which I think is pretty rad.
Yeah,
and then just think of this.
Isn't even your, you know, strength.
So math is good. Not my strength. No. Yeah. Is that, yeah. I mean, I can do. And then just think of this. I'm going to expand the formula one more. If the people you shared it with one of their guitar geeks, would that effectively quadruple or triple?
Now that's some serious.
It's getting weird.
Exponential, like, math. Does a calculator even do that sort of thing?
I don't know.
Compound interest.
Here's the deal. Bottom line, I just want to spread the Guitar Geek love, and I really would love it if you shared the episode or one of your past favorite episodes, which, of course, are all available at AcousticTuesdayShow.com.
You dropped some beard oil. But anyway, go ahead.
That was the I got really passionate for a second. That was the Roughneck beard oil that Matt from Eddie's Guitars sent over. And of course, our new Ask Matt segment. If you did not see the initial launch, the maiden voyage of the Ask Matt section, make sure to check out episode 16, again, at AcousticTuesdayShow.com. And of course, if you have a question for Matt about custom guitars, tone woods, whatever the case may be, please, in the comments below, hashtag AskMatt, and go ahead and list your question. We'd love to have Matt back as our front lines correspondent from St. Louis. Ah, I know I've delayed a lot.
You're doing good.
I'm excited about this item number one. I'm excited about the trivia question, but item number one is something that any guitar geek can truly relate to and really truly benefit from this time of year especially, but let's just take that out of the equation. How often do you have that itch to get a new guitar? And the answer is pretty much every day. And you're thinking, gosh, how am I gonna get this new guitar? My significant other, my partner, my spouse is kind of like, she or he is on to me at this point. And I'm not sure I can get this new guitar home. Well, I just released a video on 10 ways to convince your spouse that you need your next guitar. And a huge shout out goes to the Tony's Acoustic Challenge members who participated in our question of the week on the forum, because a lot of these techniques were pulled from their answers to this question. And I had an absolute blast reading some of the follow-ups to that forum post. And the question was posed, how do you convince your spouse you need another guitar? And through those answers, I came up with 10 ways. We as a Guitar Geek community came up with 10 ways to convince your spouse that you need the next guitar, your next guitar. Everything from the Hail Mary method, the kid card, and of course, the scientific approach. Now, these are only names. You need the full explanation to fully employ these techniques. So I encourage you to check out the full video. There's 10 ways and a bonus way. And the bonus way is like the never fail, always will work way. Something you're gonna need to know. Go to AcousticTuesdayShow.com. Again, episode 17. In the show notes, you'll find that video. And I strongly, strongly recommend, talking about sharing the episode, share that with your fellow guitar geeks as well, because this is information we all need to know. Okay. Gentlemen, are you ready for the trivia question answer?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let me first recite the question. The question was, which prominent player in the acoustic instrument building community was born in the year 1856 in Chateauguay, New York, an area otherwise known as Earlsville, about 1 hour north of Lake Placid? Was it Orville Gibson? Was it Christian Frederick Martin? Was it Johann George Stauffer? Or was it John DeAngelico? Well, if you answered A, Orville Gibson, you were correct. Orville Gibson was born in the year 1856 in Chateauguay, New York. Christian Frederick Martin was not born in the U.S., and neither was Johann George Stauffer. John DeAngelico was, but it wasn't until 1905. So Orville Gibson was correct. He was born in New York and then, of course, moved on out to Michigan, where he started none other than Gibson Guitars, which went under various names and business partnerships after that whole start. So that's almost a wrap for episode 17 of Acoustic Tuesday, but Noah, Levi?
Yes.
I'm going to look into the crystal ball.
Okay.
And I'm going to take a sneak peek into next week, because next week is another momentous episode. Let me explain. Let's take a sneak peek into next week. Next week, I have some tips for you to break the sound of silence. There's a vintage Tone Master that you need to be aware of, and we invite yet another beard to the show. Yeah, I'm not kidding. There's another beard that's going to make an appearance on our show. So I invite you to attend next week's Acoustic Tuesday. That will be episode 18. And of course, you can catch Acoustic Tuesday every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time on Facebook, on YouTube, as an audio podcast. For all those details, go to AcousticTuesdayShow.com. And from all of us here at TAC headquarters, Noah, Levi, myself, cheers to you, acoustic guitar geeks. Keep those guitar geeks uniting. Keep those fretting hands fretting. Keep those strumming hands strumming. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Tuesday. Cheers.
Clock never stops, and I hate this damn phone. Some days I wanna run from the place I call home. I guess I'm just